From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, June 5th at 8:56. We have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And grain futures are kind of on the choppy side here again today. Just seem to be marking time till we get to next Thursday's monthly WASDE report. Trade is really looking for increases in use for both corn and beans to decrease the ending stocks for this year, even if we're starting out a new market year with higher expectations on the production side of things. Big news, I thought, this morning was that the European central banks again lowered their rates, and that gives an even wider spread between the U.S. Fed rates and European rates. European bankers cited that inflation was quite tame. Can we say the same in the U.S.? Certainly the Fed doesn't feel that way yet. We are at the point where Argentina is harvesting corn. About 40% of that's complete. The northern part of Brazil, a safrinha crop, will certainly be harvested starting in about another week or so. So we're seeing expectations of large South American corn and bean offerings to kind of keep a lid on exports. However, export bookings of corn for the U.S. today came in quite good at 37.1 million bushels with 6.3 million of new crop. Interesting, Mexico and Japan are normal buyers, were the big buyers. However, on the bean side of things, exports were lower. They thought it was really almost humorous that the big buyers were Bangladesh and Norway on soybeans. Good crush pace, good ethanol grind, certainly is showing domestic use looking pretty good. The July corn futures continue to see rallies during the day and then fading into the end of the day. Even now, July corn is about 4 cents off day's highs. Right now, we see July corn futures at 438, down 0.75 cents. December at 445.5, up 1.75 cents. On the soybean side of things, we've got July beans at 1041.5. November's at 1023.5, that's down 1.5 cents. Bean meal down $2 to $1. Bean oil 30 to 50 points lower. On the wheat side of things in Chicago, July wheat 543.75, that's just a half higher. On the livestock side of things, we had strong cash cattle bids yesterday, and we have taken off again on the live cattle and feeder cattle futures, making new contract highs. The August live cattle 214.02 is up 167, October 211.82, up $1.22. Keep in mind that those futures are below cash prices. August feeder cattle 305.87, up $2. July hogs at 105.20 is up 17 points. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thanks so much, Ellen. Have a great rest of your day and a good weekend. We'll take a look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. For today, mostly cloudy, a high of 78 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 62 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm and a high of 79 degrees. Currently in Urbana, according to the National Weather Service, some fog and mist and 63 degrees, north wind 13 miles per hour. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.